The surrender of Ukrainian soldiers in Mariupol leaves the port city in Russian hands. It's a victory for invading Russian forces who have failed to capture territory elsewhere in Ukraine. And it comes after Ukrainian soldiers pushed Russians out of areas around Kharkiv. So what is the state of play for Russian and Ukrainian forces nearly 3 months into the war? Let's ask Dmitry Gornberg. He's a senior research scientist at the CNA, a nonprofit security think tank. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
Well, Russia currently controls a swath of land in the east and the south of Ukraine. Ukrainian forces have launched a successful counteroffensive around Kharkiv. Tell us how much land Russia currently controls, and does Ukraine have a strategy to take it back?
Well, if you look at it as a whole, you know, compared to the whole of Ukraine, it's like 10 or 15% of the territory. But it's strategically significant because it cuts off a large part of Ukraine's access to the sea. As for plans for retaking the territory, it's hard to know at the moment. There's certainly been suggestions that Ukraine would launch a major counteroffensive in the summer once it has more of the new military equipment it's been getting from the West. At the same time, the Russian forces are digging in certain places. So it's hard to know whether how successful that such an offensive would be or whether it would end up being kind of a long-term stalemate.
So talk more about the strategic significance of what happened in Mariupol. And Russia seems to have finally ended this standoff. 1,000 Ukrainian soldiers have surrendered. This was a win for Russia, no?
Well, it's a public relations win for sure, because now they can claim to hold the entire southern corridor. It's maybe less of a strategic win because the Mariupol forces have kind of fulfilled their mission of keeping Russian forces away from the big fight to the north for several weeks while that offensive was going on. And now it's pretty much bogged down, so that is no longer as relevant.
Mm. Ukraine's defense minister has repeated that Ukraine is bracing for a drawn-out war. And yet a retired Russian colonel recently went on TV and surprised many Russians when he admitted that Russia's resources are, quote, limited politically and militarily. What did you make of those comments?
Well, the colonel, Khodorionok, he has been on the record in the past as being somewhat cautious about Russian capabilities. He did that before the war even started. So the fact that he was on TV suggests that the Russians are starting to shift the public towards a recognition that this may not all be so rosy for them.
And on the other hand, Ukrainian President Zelensky said Russia is attempting to compensate for what he called their military failures in the east of the country by launching cruise missile strikes on other parts of Ukraine. Does that seem to be the working strategy, this sort of scorched earth policy?
I think that there's an element of Russian policy that is just to punish Ukraine at this point for Russia's own failures by attacking infrastructure in the West. It kind of holds the whole country hostage in a way, without much military significance for many of these strikes. Similarly, the blockade of exports along the Black Sea is hurting Ukraine economically. So I think that's another way of punishing the country.
How much of a difference is it making on the ground in Ukraine that the U.S. and others continue to pour money and weapons and support into Ukraine?
Oh, I think it's critical, because I don't think that Ukraine could sustain the fight without new infusions of equipment. They're just in terms of, for example, ammunition. They're beginning to run out of the older munitions. They've been using a lot of ammunition in this fight, and it's going to be harder and harder to replace the Soviet ammunition. So having Western weapons that can be resupplied with Western munitions is critical.
Mm. And hanging over this conflict, Dmitry, is the fact that Russia has nuclear weapons and continues here and there to threaten to use them. Do you think recent developments in this war have made it less likely or more likely that at some point Putin could use them?
I think it's pretty unlikely that nuclear weapons would be used in this kind of scenario. The one potential path that where it could come down to that is if Russia does follow through on its stated plan to annex some of the territories they have occupied, and then there is a successful counteroffensive where Ukraine is retaking those territories, because then, from the Russian point of view, Ukraine is attacking Russian territory, and that, within their doctrine, is a reason to use nuclear weapons. But I think a lot of what we've been seeing on the nuclear front is rhetoric aimed at making sure that the West doesn't get directly involved in the fight, rather than any kind of messaging that they would actually use them.
That's Dmitry Gorenberg, senior research scientist at CNA. Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me.